Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs around 81 today under mainly sunny skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 59 tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 87 tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas' highest court today struck down state laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other health care providers and banning a common second trimester procedure, reaffirming its stance that the state constitution protects abortion access. The Kansas Supreme Court's rulings in two separate cases signal that the state's Republican-controlled legislature faces stricter limits on regulating abortion than GOP lawmakers thought and suggests that other restrictions could fall. 4 years ago, Kansas Child Welfare Agency agreed in a court settlement the state contractors will no longer have foster kids sleep in offices overnight. But information obtained by the Star shows that the agency has not upheld that vow. In fact, three out of the four contractors in the last year have had children sleep in offices on multiple occasions, and one of those three, St. Francis Ministries, headquartered in Salina, had kids log 88 nights in April and May alone. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clams Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clams paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clams First Council Casino and Resort. We're Winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued a public health advisory due to blue-green algae for several bodies of water. Warnings have been issued for King Lake in Lyon County, as well as Rooks County State Fishing Lake and Webster Lake in northwest Kansas. Several lakes have an algae bloom watch, including Eagle Lake in Bel Air, Harvey County East Lake, Lovewell Lake in Jewell County, Marion Reservoir, and Woodland Park Pond in Mount Hope. Only one lake, Lake Shawnee in Topeka, has been lifted from the advisory. Scientists are searching for potential drilling sites in northeast Kansas, which could reveal new sources of rare earth minerals. The Kansas Geological Service announced in a recent publication that KGS scientists are working to identify new sources of critically important resources in Lyon County. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A neighborhood in Crete has been left shaken up after one of their neighbors opened fire late last week and injured 7 people. The shooter has been identified as 74-year-old Billy Booth, and it all started around 4:30 p.m. when authorities received multiple 911 calls about a shooting near Parkland Street and Crestline Drive. The Nebraska State Patrol said that Booth died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The grandson of one of Booth's neighbors said that there had been several issues with Booth in the past. And here's what Sawyer Hansen had to say to KOLN.
Sometimes he was just a normal person, and nothing really you would even think of. And then other times he was kind of just yelling about anything or everything. No one really did anything to him to ever get any of that anger out of him.
The seven victims' ages range from 3 years old to 43 years old, but all are expected to make a full recovery. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Hanover Days of 49 continue Friday and Saturday with a tractor show beginning downtown Friday at 4. All tractor entries are welcome. Parade Friday evening at 6:30 with the Koopman Combo after, and twice on Sunday performs live on the grounds at 9. Saturday, the tractor show continues at 4. Parade begins at 5:30. Joker Band is live at 9 Saturday with free fireworks. Moore's Greater Amusements continue operating on the grounds through Saturday night. Megan Jaquist was our guest this past weekend on our public affairs program, a Frankfort native. She returns to Marshall County serving as Ag Extension agent.
So I am originally from Frankfort. I graduated from Frankfort High in 2019. I am also a Kansas State University grad, graduated in 2023, and my degree is agricultural education with minors in music and horticulture. This past year, I spent time out in Northwest Kansas as an ag teacher and FFA advisor, but I am really excited to be back home working in the same 4-H program that I grew up in. I was an 11-year member of the Work to Win 4-H Club in Frankfort, and I just really valued all of the life lessons that I learned as a 4-H'er and all of the many opportunities that 4-H and Extension had provided for me as a child. And I'm excited to get back in and help not only 4-H'ers, but the families in Marshall County.
Megan Jaquist was an ag instructor at Norton this past year.
With my time in the classroom, I really did enjoy working with students and their families, but what really drew me into Extension is the opportunity to work with a diverse group. So not only just working with high school students, but working with younger kiddos and all of their families and just community members in general, being able to help out the public with any of their agricultural questions. I love finding the answers for people. I love researching. I love reading publications. But overall, I just really love helping people. And that really is the role of an Extension agent, is helping their community.
She's been busy getting her new start, lining up the annual Marshall County Fair, which kicks off later this month.
Fair kind of kicks off on the 4-H side on July 12th. That's where our pre-fair judging is. So sewing projects, arts and crafts, Legos, those are all judged before the fair begins. The first true day of fair is Thursday, July 18th. That is the horse show. And then starting on Friday, July 19th, is when entries are going to be brought onto the fairgrounds. And the fair goes until Tuesday, July 23rd. So really any time between that Friday through Tuesday to look at entries, other than if you'd like to watch the horse show, which is the Thursday before.
Daryl E. Boyd, age 94 of Beatty, passed away July 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 11 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Boyd. Wilma Hem McGrath, age 88 of Greenleaf, passed away July 3rd. Graveside service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Wilma McGrath. Dr. Larry C. Schrader passed away June 26th. Date will be announced for later service. Salem Lutheran Church, Rural Axtell, with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Larry C. Schrader.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as high pressure builds in from the northwest, we'll have sunny and dry weather conditions, and temperatures a few degrees cooler than average for this time of year. We're headed up to some lower 80s for highs by this afternoon, with our winds out of the northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Still clear and calm for tonight, with overnight lows dipping into the upper 50s, then trending a few degrees warmer into the day on Saturday as winds switch back around to the south and southwest. As our next upper-level trough of low pressure begins to work into the northern plains, there is a very slight chance for a late-day shower or storm on Saturday, but a better chance for some scattered showers and storms than Saturday night and continuing into your Sunday as well. We'll ease back to some upper 70s for highs on Sunday, and then drying out once again Monday into next Tuesday, low to mid 80s for high temperatures. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 112, the average low 69, the record low 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Inch and a half in our rain gauge going into the 4th of July.
Save some room in the fridge for your garden's first cucumbers. We will share some refrigerator pickle know-how today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 5th, the 187th day of the year. Showman P.T. Barnum was born on this day, and in 1975, Arthur Ashe defeated Jimmy Connors at Wimbledon. We'll soon be harvesting the first cucumbers of the season, so here's a refresher on making refrigerator pickles. Start with a prepackaged spice mix or experiment with your own. Sugar, salt, dill weed, garlic, and mustard seed are the basics. Using a glass or coated pot, stir the spice mix into several cups of boiling vinegar. Prepare the cukes by soaking for several hours in an ice bath, then slice and pack into sterilized jars. Pour in the brine, allow to cool, and store in the fridge. In just a week, you'll have the season's first batch of crispy pickles. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections in downtown Marysville, Christmas comes twice a year. From July 13th until the 21st, stop in for the yearly Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere. Find over 250 all-new ornaments. Pick up your pre-ordered ornaments or simply start the holiday shopping. Receive a free ornament when you purchase a keepsake ornament and rack up holiday bonus points all week long. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
During Hallmark's keepsake ornament premiere, July 13th through the 21st.
Big parades Friday and Saturday nights. Friday starts at 6:30. Saturday starts at 5:30 at the Hanover Days of 49. Morris Greater Amusements on the grounds with rides, games, and concessions for all ages. Beer garden, concessions available, free entertainment each evening, and fireworks Saturday evening in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a new series for the Kansas City Royals as they head back on the road now, heading west to Colorado to take on the Rockies starting tonight and going through the weekend for a three-game series before heading out to Arizona. It was a long stint at Kauffman Stadium for the last few series, one of them beating the Cleveland Guardians, beating them three out of the four games and closing that gap for the American League Central. As of right now, the Kansas City Royals are still sitting in that number three slot in the American League Central, one game behind the Minnesota Twins and currently five games behind the Cleveland Guardians. Kansas City does have a long stint on the road with three games in Colorado for this weekend, followed by during the weekday games with a two-game series against the Arizona Cardinals. Then by Friday next week, heading out to Boston to take on the Red Sox starting on Friday. The Colorado Rockies are at the bottom of the National League West, sitting 29-56 for their overall record. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eckford is offering you freedom from down payments and no monthly car payments all summer long. Celebrate your independence by breaking free from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Rusty Eckford has explosive deals on over 200 new Fords with rates as low as 0% APR or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months or get a 2023 Ford F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Don't miss out on these star-spangled savings with no payments this summer. Take advantage of freedom from down payments and independence from monthly payments for up to 90 days. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand finance. Mach-E 1389 per thousand finance. F-150 1471 per thousand finance. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
The Kansas State Wildcat football team says they are excited after being able to get a commitment from their first five-star prospect to ever commit to the team. As of July 1st of this week, Lincoln Cure, a native from Goodland, Kansas, and number two tight end in America for the class of 2025, said the commitment might have come even earlier if the announcement and the news from Colin Klein hadn't left Manhattan. But he says he's excited to continue on with K-State.
They see a lot of me, obviously. Offered me about a year ago off of not a lot of background, stuff like that. But I bring a lot to the game. I'm not an average tight end. I bring a lot more speed and catch radius and hands. So I'm excited to see how Coach Wells uses me. He keeps expressing to me how excited he is to get to work and kind of put things together. So yeah, the biggest thing is that they've kind of said to me is just, you know, get the ball in my hands and let me make plays.
That audio from KSNT News, where he goes on to say he's excited to play alongside individuals such as Avery Johnson and running back Dylan Edwards.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Summer's here, and while you're enjoying those carefree summer nights, the last thing on your mind is winter. But winter will be here before you know it, and with it come unpredictable propane prices. Life is unpredictable enough as it is. Lock in your propane price with a contract from Kramer Oil so you'll know what to expect all year round. By choosing Kramer Oil, you can adapt to market changes and potentially save money by purchasing propane when prices dip. Plus, when the carefree days of summer are gone, our delivery drivers will ensure your tank's always full so you stay warm no matter what. Visit KramerOil.com or call us at 562-2466 to secure your propane contract today. Our friendly team is ready to help you lock in the savings and comfort for the whole season. Kramer Oil, keeping you warm without the worry.
When starting any project around your home, you want prices that are reasonable and advice you can trust. From finding the right lighting fixture or plumbing piece to drawing up plans for a full remodel or new build, the knowledgeable staff at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axel Lumber are here for you. Stop in Monday through Saturday or visit axellumber.com to see what they can offer. With all your building needs and options to fix any budget, your partner from start to finish is Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axel Lumber.
Early blight is a common tomato disease that infects the leaves, stems, and fruit. This fungus is most prevalent during warm, wet weather. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Early blight first appears as brown spots with dark concentric circles on lower leaves, then spreads up the plant. Badly infected leaves eventually turn yellow and drop. Minimize the risk by growing blight-resistant or tolerant varieties. Ask your local extension service for a list of disease-resistant tomatoes suited to your climate. Further reduce the risk by keeping plants healthy and properly fertilized. Rotate plantings if possible. Properly space and stake or tower the plants to increase airflow to help reduce the risk of disease. Mulch the soil, water early in the day, and if possible, apply the water directly to the soil with a soaker hose or watering wand. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
In the early 1800s, the demand for beaver pelts for top hats was strong, but the world supply was short. That had trappers looking for untapped sources of those beaver pelts, and the surge wound up here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Soon after Lewis and Clark returned to St. Louis in 1806, they brought word of large numbers of beaver in present-day Montana. That perked the ears of many trappers.
Beaver were used for high-fashion hats, top hats, tall hats, like think of an Abraham Lincoln-type hat. Beaver was very valuable at the time. Word spread quickly, oh, there's a new source of beaver. And so men started going up from St. Louis up the Missouri River.
But relations with the Native Americans in that area were not conducive to trapping there. Soon, another location to the south was found to be just as valuable.
In the 1820s, a group of mountain men led by Jed Smith came across country, came to the Green River Valley. They discovered tons of beaver here too, plus friendly Native Americans, friendly Shoshone Indians who wanted to trade with them.
Clint Gilchrist shares the story from the Museum of the Mountain Man in Pinedale, Wyoming, a town that sits in the Green River Valley that Jedediah Smith explored. The men who came here to trap stayed in the area. After all, it was a long way back to St. Louis, so supplies were brought here to them.
Those supply caravans would meet the mountain men at a certain place, and they called that rendezvous. And that's one of the most iconic parts of this period is that rendezvous celebration.
We may think of lone mountain men hunting and trapping the West, but Clint says that usually wasn't the case.
These guys would travel in big brigades, so 30 to 60 guys, just for safety purposes. It was very dangerous out here, and you didn't want to be out by yourself.
Most were trapping directly for or selling to large fur companies that would transport the beaver pelts downriver each summer after bringing supplies to the Great Rendezvous location each year. There's much more to this story, and it's next time. You can hear the full story at farmingthecountryside.com. It's show 307. As we travel the countryside in Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McRae.
You could say that the very first GPS was discovered on the prairie. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The compass plant is hardy in the garden and useful if you're directionally challenged as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Native prairie plants have been around for centuries. Their toughness is enticing gardeners to add their beauty to the landscape. The compass plant stands tall above most and also has an interesting history. Leonard Perry is a retired extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says Native Americans used compass plant roots for tea and dried the sap for chewing gum. It got its name from the early settlers who used it as a rudimentary GPS.
The name, which comes about from the leaves, they orient so the tips are north and south. So that leaves the blades facing east and west. And the whole purpose of that is to reduce the water loss so less sun impacts the leaf surface. Since the leaves are generally north and south, that's what the settlers would use even at nighttime to help them find direction if they got lost in these prairies.
The compass plant is found growing naturally in prairies, fields, and roadsides. It's also becoming popular in the landscape because it doesn't mind the extremes of drought or soggy feet. And many gardeners find it's quite the showy addition.
It's kind of like a sunflower. That flower can get up to 5 inches across. It can get up to 10 feet tall. And the taproot can get up to 15 feet deep, which is amazing to think tall the plant is, and the taproot even deeper, which means it can really mine for water deep into the soil. So that really helps it not only with stability, but also to withstand drought conditions.
The compass plant is a slow grower, but once you find a spot for it, leave it there because it doesn't like to be dug up or divided. You could almost consider it a garden heirloom for generations to come. Perry says compass plants can live up to 100 years. Learn more about the stately compass plant at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We live in a time of outstanding technological achievements made possible by the God of all creation. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Yesterday, I talked about how we're dependent on God for everything, even our breath. But think about this now. Whenever there's a technological advance in medicine, energy, computer technology, it's because human beings have figured out something God put in place at the dawn of time. The principles and the raw materials were there, waiting for us to discover them and develop applications for them. Long before we were here, God set the conditions under which electricity, refrigeration, telecommunications, digital technology, and so much more would work. That's just one more example of how God is our provider. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Dealing with livestock and pets during and after a natural disaster. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Natural disasters make life tough for people and animals. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has community animal response teams in the event of a disaster. Coordinating that program is Assistant State Veterinarian Amanda Price.
It's going to help counties and cities prepare for animals in disaster, to have a plan in place before a disaster for what they're going to do with the animals in their community, as well as helping the individual animal owners realize, hey, we've got to have some plans in place for our animals.
Price says people can put themselves at risk when their animals are at risk.
We know that planning for animals in disasters and helping save their lives saves human lives as well. There were a lot of people during Hurricane Katrina that refused to evacuate because they were told they couldn't take their pets with them, so they stayed behind and put themselves in risk.
Then, says Price, there's the matter of reuniting animals and their owners when the disaster's over.
So not as big a deal for the ones that are branded, but, you know, horses, if they're not branded, it can be really hard to tell who they belong to. So if you don't want to brand them, you can use the microchips. Can't use the microchips on food animals, but, you know, we do have the RFID tags, brands, other ways to figure out who the owners are.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's a blast to go this fast at the Washington Speedway this Saturday night. Racing restricted, A-class winged and non-winged junior sprints and sportmen enjoy the best micro racing action in the Midwest. Hot laps are at 6:30 with racing at 7 p.m. this Saturday night at the Washington Speedway.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060. Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free fountain drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Good Friday, Sense back with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Midwest Ag Professionals. Don't gamble with your crops. Get your crop insurance today by calling 620-357-6390. We'll start in Texas as the state is nearing completion with wheat harvest in the Panhandle. Grain handlers reported harvest in that region about 90% complete, which is one of the last ones to complete. Dry land yields have been variable, with 35 bushels per acre being at the high end. Yields and test weights were slightly lower in the southwest corner of the Panhandle compared to other areas. Test weights have ranged from 58 to 60, and protein levels are averaging 12%. Reports from irrigated fields continue to be strong, with average yields in the 80s, and the forecast does include more rain, but most expect harvest to wrap up quickly. Now, in the state of Oklahoma, they are complete. The statewide averages for test weights were ranging from 60 to 61 pounds per bushel. Proteins were ranging at an average of 11.8%, and yields were being reported at 40-50 bushels per acre in most regions. Now, here in the state of Kansas, last time we caught up with Kansas Wheat, they had a report from Rooks and Graham counties.
Mike McClellan has just one day left of cutting his
this hard red winter wheat. Fall moisture was limited to just a couple of fields, and some of his wheat didn't emerge until spring, making the wheat look very patchy coming out of dormancy. With fields spread out over two counties, some of his fields would pick up a rain, but 2 miles away, the field wouldn't receive anything. McClellan remarked he has never seen such a weather variable year. By mid-June, the temperature got hot. Harvest started on June 22nd. Test weights started at 60 pounds per bushel, but have decreased with recent showers. Protein is averaging 12% and higher with limited testing. Yields have ranged from 20 to 50 bushels per acre, but the average hits in the low to mid-30s. While this is a below average year of yields, McClellan's harvest is still better than last year, when he abandoned all of his wheat due to drought. Area is now 75% complete with harvest. When those final few acres are finished, McClellan will start harvesting 500 acres of spring wheat.
Your harvest updates are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs.
Want to know what your land or equipment is worth? This is Tyler Francis with Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. For 40 years, we've been connecting buyers and sellers while creating valuable experiences. Our licensed realtors and auctioneers are here to help you understand today's market and buy or sell property. To see what is for sale or to get in touch with one of our agents, check out GeneFrancis.com. Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. Ready, set, sold.
It's storm season, and it's never too late for crop insurance. P&B Insurance is your crop insurance specialist, giving you coverage on the farm and peace of mind. And if you don't have hail insurance now, no worries. You can be covered up to 2 hours before a storm hits. Get signed up today. Find us online at pbcropinsurance.com or call Dan and the team at 800-722-9525. P&B Insurance, where crop insurance is our only...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Maintaining a quality flock of sheep is highly dependent on the ram. Select a ram by visual appraisal and his performance records on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Every sheep producer should choose the right breeding stock to ensure a successful enterprise. The genetics of a ram will be spread over many offspring, so you want to be sure you're getting an animal that will benefit your breeding program. Mike Neary is an extension small ruminant specialist at Purdue University. He says to select the ram from a healthy flock and be sure he's in good physical shape.
They should walk good. They should have good sound feet. Their legs should sit down straight and square. They should walk freely, especially their back legs, because when a ram breeds a ewe, over 60% of his weight is on his back legs. So if there's a problem there, it's going to be magnified. You want them to have a good sound mouth. You want them to have good clear eyes. And you want large, normal-shaped testicles that you can actually palpate with a good scrotal circumference.
Ask to see records of the animal's history. Was he born a single, twin, or triplet? How well did he grow, and what are his estimated breeding values? Neary also says to be sure your veterinarian performs a breeding soundness exam.
They're going to evaluate the ram for physical health, for anatomy of its reproductive organs, and then they'll actually take a semen sample and evaluate the rams for fertility. And this is real important because about 10% of rams have some issue that prevent them from being optimum breeders. And especially in small flocks, that may be a one-ram flock. If they've drawn one of that 10%, they're going to have a disastrous year.
Look for health issues like foot rot abscesses and coughing that can be taken care of before they spread to the rest of the flock. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about what to consider when buying a ram at agriculture.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Whooping cranes, who are currently recovering from endangerment, use livestock ponds as habitat during times of drought, according to a K-State wildlife specialist. Drew Ricketts explains the different types of cranes seen in Kansas during mass migrations.
We've got two species of cranes in North America. Both of them pass through Kansas when they're migrating. We've got sandhill cranes, which are much more common, and then the endangered whooping crane. They're actually a species that was down to only about 20 individuals around the turn of the century. Lots of overharvest, habitat loss through the destructions of wetlands and those sorts of things. But through some captive breeding programs and other conservation measurements, they've recovered.
He shares the wetland areas in the state that were affected by drought, which caused whooping cranes to have to adapt.
The sites that are most important most of the time are two of our internationally important wetlands, so Cheyenne Bottoms and then Quivira National Wildlife Refuge, both down in sort of south central Kansas. We did see Cheyenne Bottoms basically totally dry up during the drought over the last few years. That creates a challenge for a lot of these birds, and I think one of the things that's important for us to remember is that drought's a natural cycle, and it's something that all these critters have been dealing with for a really, really, really long time, and most of them have adaptations to be able to deal with that kind of thing. And so there was this recent paper about whooping cranes that followed a bunch of GPS collared birds along their migratory pathway, and they looked at their stopover sites. And so these are basically wet spots where they either spent the night or spent a day feeding and resting and doing the things that they needed to do along their migration. And they looked at use of traditional spots like these big wetlands that are important, but they also looked at use of things like farm ponds and reservoirs and those sorts of things.
While ranchers maintain ponds for their livestock, Ricketts says cranes and other wild species also benefit from their work.
During drought, spots like farm ponds and big reservoirs and rivers and things like that became much more important as we saw other types of wetlands dry out. So that's one way that a lot of our agricultural producers are contributing to migratory birds, not just whooping cranes, but lots of different migratory birds, by providing that aquatic habitat that most of the time are building for cattle watering facilities, but it's still benefiting lots of wildlife species too.
That was Drew Ricketts, Kansas State University wildlife specialist, on whooping cranes and how they respond to times of drought. Learn more by visiting www.wildlife.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still mostly higher in the grains and the oil seeds. Mixed to slightly lower in the livestock today. Live cattle still higher. August live cattle up 85 to 186.77. October up 72 cents to 187.57. Mostly lower for the feeders. August feeder cattle down a dollar at 262.37. September down 62 cents at 263 per hundredweight. And mixed to mostly lower in the hogs. July lean hogs down, or up 20 rather, to 89.95. But August down 70. 27 at 89.05. Into the grains and oil seeds, corn still doing well. July corn up 7 3/4 at 4.11 and a quarter cent. September corn up a nickel to 4.10 and a half. Double digit gains for the wheat market today. Chicago, Spring, Kansas City all experiencing those nice gains in positive direction. July Kansas City wheat up 12 and a half at 5.94. September to 5.97. That's up 13 and a half cents. Oats are back higher after a morning of weakness. September oats up a penny to 3.08 3/4. Soybeans are also higher. July beans up 15 to 11.91 1/2. August up to 11.65 1/2. That's 7 3/4 higher. Soybean meal is sharply higher for July, up 16.30 to 3.86.80. And soy oil up 86 points at 49.46. Cotton, though, a bit weaker today. July cotton currently down 1.49 at 70.87. Taking a look down Wall Street now, we see the S&P rising to a new record as benchmark heads towards a winning week. The S&P currently up 21 at 5,558. NASDAQ up 148 at 18,336. However, the Dow Jones is 36 points weaker, down to 39,271. Taking a look at the energy markets, we see crude oil is up 3 at 83.91. However, weakness beyond that and more two-sided trade looking like it's heading towards a losing day. On the gas is down a half a cent at 2.59 a gallon. Natural gas down 9 at 2.32. And heating oil down 2 at 2.61. August gold's up 27.70 to 23.97.10. July silver's up 92 at 31.47. And the dollar index down 42 at 104.65.
Midwest Kia will be open to serve you July 4th. This week, only July 1st through the 6th. And while supplies last, drive off in style with a free pair of Oakley sunglasses during our Kia Summer Sticker Sales event. That's right. No matter which new Kia you purchase, you'll drive off the lot in style with a free pair of Oakley sunglasses. Take advantage of interest rates as low as 0% APR on our EV models and 1.9% APR on all new Kias on our lot. Or save up to $10,000 off MSRP on the North American SUV of the year, the Kia EV9. Every new Kia comes with our 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Celebrate this 4th of July with explosive savings. Purchase a new vehicle this week and enjoy a free pair of Oakley sunglasses during our Kia Summer Sticker Sales event. Free Oakleys plus a simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy your next vehicle. Visit Midwest Kia on 4th of July or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$21.65 per thousand financed.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, stock futures suggest little change when the markets reopen after the 4th of July break. Investors are gearing up for today's release of job data. Economists forecast 200,000 new non-farm jobs were created last month. The NASDAQ and S&P aren't the only stock indexes rising to new highs. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 and the broad-based topics rode the momentum of strong corporate earnings to hit fresh all-time closing highs Thursday. Electronics giant Samsung is expecting a surge in second quarter earnings, continuing its turnaround from Q1. The positive outlook suggests the company's semiconductor business is getting a boost from the demand for artificial intelligence. So, are you an introvert or an extrovert? USA Today quotes research showing that people with outgoing personalities land jobs that pay about $10,000 more per year than wallflower-friendly jobs. The downside, extroverts are more prone to wild mood swings. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Big parades Friday and Saturday nights. Friday starts at 6:30. Saturday starts at 5:30 at the Hanover Days of 49. Morris Greater Amusements on the grounds with rides, games, and concessions for all ages. Beer garden, concessions available, free entertainment each evening, and fireworks Saturday evening in Hanover.